Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited we have a new guest speaker with us today. Susan Kennard is here with us, and I've been talking to Susan for a couple of months now, and you will just absolutely love her. And so I'm so glad that she's here with us today. And she's talking to us about how to zap your trauma with laser light precision. And so we're going to be, she's going to explain to us so that we can understand how trauma, like what it is and how it affects your ability to create and manifest in your life. And she's going to be talking to us a little bit about the light field and what the, there's an interruption in the light field and what that is and what it's caused by and how it's affecting your life. We're going to experience a guided meditation today to release trauma, and Susan will be taking your live caller questions, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And because this is the first time that Susan is on our show, some of you probably don't know her, so I'll just tell you a little bit about her. So Susan is a spiritual teacher and is the founder of her very own brand and training, Sparkle to Success. And Susan is in the process of writing her book, Expand Your Consciousness, Sparkle to Success. And Susan helps you to expand your consciousness and live the life that you deserve. She uses many processes to help you to find your own inner healer. And she has a laser-sharp ability using her guides to access the energy imprint causing the messages in your body. She then helps you to heal that energy block, and clients feel an immediate shift in their lives and see the impact in their lives. And a renewed sense of freedom is the result of working with Susan and her team. So she helps people to expand their consciousness and transform their lives. And Susan is trained traditionally in psychology and psychotherapy. However, her main modality is working with her spirit team. So we're going to be meeting her spirit team today on the call. And she has a clear channel to spirit and the higher realms, making her work fast, direct, and accurate. So you can read more about Susan on the live page or in the email that was sent out earlier. So I'm so excited that Susan's here with us today. She's going to be working with us one-on-one and talking to us about trauma and how we can zap it, right, and really move on with our lives in a way that we can experience freedom. So I invite you to open up your minds, open up your hearts, open up your energies to welcome in the wisdom and teachings that she's going to be sharing with us, and also the energies from her guides as well, okay, and her support team. So I invite you to open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Susan to the show. Susan, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy that I'm here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Susan. I'm so glad you're here too. And I'm so excited that you're going to be able to share with our audience your teachings and wisdom, the guided process, how you work with your team. So before we get started, because it's your first time on our show, can you just tell everyone a little bit about your journey and how you got to be working with your guides, and especially today talking about trauma? So if you're working with trauma, you must have experienced it as well in your life, right? And how you've, you know, been able to overcome that and find the freedom in your life.
Yeah, so I suppose my journey started because I originally trained as a psychologist, and I used to work in local authority in child protection. So I trained and I specialised in early childhood trauma. And so I used to work on the end of kind of making sure that children could stay with their parents, even if they were like, even before they were born, you know, trying to make sure they could stay with their parents. So trying to release the trauma so that they weren't actually removed. So I worked on a very deep level with families in London in the local authority. But I realized quite quickly on that I had this ability to know what was actually really going on with them before I even knew what was going on with them. Mm-hmm. And going back to the question you said about my own trauma, I think that my research over the years has shown me that, you know, we go into these types of jobs to actually try and make sense of who we are. And not necessarily that I've had any significant childhood trauma, But what I did notice was that I actually started to realize and see patterns of perceptions of belief. And so when we have these patterns of perceptions of belief, then they are kind of internalized as a block within our energy field. And so therefore, whatever we're putting out to the universe, we get back. Mm-hmm. And most people know on this show about, you know, the laws of the universe and how we attract what we put out there. But essentially what I found was that these families I was working with in child protection were actually responding really quickly to the fact that I was able to tune in. And I didn't really tell anyone at that time. It was many, many years ago. I didn't really tell anyone that I work psychically. I kind of fell upon that. I kept it all very hush-hush because in those days, and it was over 20 years ago now, people didn't really want to know about that sort of stuff. You know, I was a psychologist and a psychotherapist, and, you know, you're kind of not seen. You're seen as, you know, somebody who is okay because you've got these qualifications. But if I was to say all of a sudden, well, actually, I know exactly what's happening in this case. I'm being told it and I can see it like a video screen in front of me. I think I probably would have been thrown out. There were many times when I worked with children, and I hope my boss isn't listening at the moment to this show that I had all those years ago, because I used to use beautiful cards with children, spiritual cards. Mm-hmm. To get them to talk about their feelings, and that was all very hush hush then. You didn't do things like that. So I balanced the understanding that I had with emotions and trauma with the spiritual, and it kind of worked really, really well together. And it wasn't until a lot later on in my life that I actually decided that I would come out of the closet and say, actually, I was a spiritual medium. So I was a spiritual medium. I happen to be a psychologist as well. And I say it that way around because actually the ability that I have, and I feel very honoured and blessed that I have this ability to actually connect with my guides and talk to them and get shown things from my guides, is probably more who I am than the psychologist. Yeah, so it's kind of, that feels like my old life or my previous life that I used to live in. And now I live in life of being fully in integrity with the fact that I'm a soul with a human experience in a body chosen this time to be on Earth. And whether, you know, we're working out the mind or whatever we're working at, we actually do hold these perceptions of belief and trauma within this light field that we have, and we are really just pure light. So perhaps we can come away from trying to analyze everything and actually just be able to access it. I think that's a much more powerful way of accessing trauma, really.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad that times have changed as much as they have, that we can talk about these things now, right? Instead of I mean, I can't imagine how anymore, you know, not working with spirit or not working with energy, you know, it's like, it's just so common, maybe just in my world, but it's so common now. But can you tell us, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, so this is going to be kind of your psychologist hat plus your spiritual hat, and explain to us, some of us, because about trauma, what exactly, we all know, if we've experienced it, we know trauma, but still, you know, can you tell us what that is and how it is affecting our energy fields, and not just our energy fields, but our cellular memory at the DNA level, right, and how it's affecting how we are not able to move forward in life. I was going to say moving forward, but not able to move forward in our lives.
Yeah. Sure. I'm also trained in Meta Health, which is neuropsychology. So I look at the brain relays and the part of the body that gets affected by that. And if we think about ourselves as we are this spark of light, and we come in, and perhaps we've chosen our parents and they've chosen us, and we then start to develop in this human form, and our brain relays start to develop between 10 and 21 days. So all of the brain relays are developed then. So actually, we bring in with us our ancestral aspects of ourselves, our past lives, but also epigenetics, so that thought form. So we bring that in at a very, very early point, and then imagine that we're growing in the womb and we're also feeling our mother's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're feeling our mother's emotions and the environmental emotions and our father's emotions, of course, as well. And we're actually feeling that and internalizing that with what we're experiencing at the time. So right from that point, we're actually trying to make sense of the world within our physical body. So one of the processes I use with my clients is called soul rebirthing. And it's where we go right back to that point of light where we came in, and we clear everything that gets in the way. And we're reborn again, but not in a Christian sense, in the sense of we're reborn and we actually have almost like a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
Of the reason why we actually came here, our mission. So if we think about trauma starting from that point, so then we might have a birth trauma. We might be born by whipped out by cesarean section, or, you know, forceps, or sucked out by, I can't remember what they're called now, vortex or whatever it's called, Bontu, that's it, and sucked out, or stuck for a while. And then all of those traumas are kind of before we've even really entered the world. And then, so we bring those with us as a vibrational set point. So if you imagine it as a blueprint, so we come in and we go, okay, well, I've got this past life experience I'm bringing in to make sense of now. I've got my mission, but I've also picked up along the way lots of everybody else's stuff as well. So we not only have all of that, we come into the world saying, oh my goodness, I'm here again, and it doesn't feel that safe, really.
Right.
So my research showed me that at that point, perhaps, we disconnect. We're never disconnected to Source or to our angels or God or whatever you want to say. We're never disconnected, but actually we feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we have a perception that we're disconnected, then we don't feel that great about being here in the world.
Yeah.
And then as we go through life, so maybe 2-3 years old, when we start to go from being a baby to having an ego and that sense of who we are in the world, and then perhaps we might not have an amazing container, meaning our mother and father perhaps got their own stuff they're working through, and we perhaps see the world through their eyes and they're not seeing it in a very good way, so then we internalize that, we shut down a bit further. And what I found is that through the work that I've done over these years and developed lots of different processes, Sparkle to Success, for example, a group of processes where we can release these traumas, actually what I found is that when we heal those parts of us that feel disconnected, we are much more in tune with who we are, our mission for why we're here, and we remember very, very quickly what we're really here to do, and the universe opens up. So what I've noticed is that those interruptions in light, I know you spoke about it earlier, that we actually have, the trauma is actually an interruption in light. So the more interruptions in light that we can access and release, the less trauma we have, which means the more we can manifest and create and attract in from the universe. So if you imagine, I'm just going to kind of give an analogy here. So if you imagine radio waves, and you're tuning your radio wave to, let's say, 93.5, but it's actually just slightly off 93.5, but you want it to be 93.5. You just get a distorted version of 93.5, don't you? So you need to fine-tune that to come up to 93.5. And the way you do that is by refining your field. So your energy field is refined to, and this is why I love the laser point precision. It's like, we haven't got time to mess around, you know. It's gone are the days of trawling through, you know, what happened when we were a child, you know, and who said this to who. Actually, it really doesn't matter. We can fast track that. And not in a kind of quick fix, but we can fast track it in the sense that we can access, feel empowered to access, and actually know that by accessing these interruptions in light, these traumas, we actually can live a much more fulfilled life being able to create almost a blink of an eye, you know, the click of our fingers, that we can just think of something, as my daughter does incredibly, just thinks of what she wants and it just happens, you know. And we need to be able to do that as well. It's our time to be able to create and manifest and have an incredible life. And it's not just about money. A lot of people think it's all about money, but it's not just about money. It's about fulfillment within yourself. So connecting to that love of yourself, so that you then can put out that vibration, which is a love vibration, which then brings in money, which is on the same vibration, in my opinion, the same mm-hmm. vibration of love. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, Susan, I don't know about the listeners, but when you were talking about birth trauma, you know, especially right now, it's like, oh my goodness, a lot of stuff is coming up, and part of it is anger, you know, and just, you know, I'm not having a good time, to be honest. Like, all this stuff is coming up. Like, oh, no. And then other trauma, you know, I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, I've been pretty open on these calls in the past where, you know, I've been through shit and back many times. You know, I've been through hell and back many times. Not always easy, well, you know, but I got through it. But still, when this stuff comes up, then it's like, oh, God, you know, so hopefully it's just like residual stuff, you know, because it's like, hey, I can do this. I can get through this. I'll breathe. I'll use my tools that I have, you know, to push through. But, you know, it doesn't always feel good when that stuff is coming up. So let me just ask everybody on the call right now, you know, as Susan was talking, is your stuff coming up? Is your past trauma that you are aware of for sure, is that all coming up right now as, because I know it's coming up for me. It's like, holy shit. You know, it's like, this is, it's like, ah. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how you just talking about it, and I know it's not just the words that you're using, but it's also the energies that, you know, that are being transmitted through this call from, you know, your guides and my guides, that it's helping to bring up this stuff so that it can be released and cleared and healed, right?
Yes. And I have Melchizedek. I don't know if people know who Melchizedek is, but mm-hmm. the overseer of the universe. So basically, you know, one of my team that now works with me is Melchizedek, and very strongly I can see him here. Mm-hmm. And he's very much transmitting healing energy through what I'm saying. And right. I can really feel that as it comes through. I can feel it in my energy. And it's very much about just hearing those words. But if you think about it, if we kind of almost need to go back as far as we possibly can mm-hmm. in this lifetime. Because, you know, let's face it, we are living this lifetime. You know, yes. we've chosen to live this lifetime. I don't like the word reality, but essentially we're in linear time. It only exists in this plane. And we're living in linear time. As we noticed, huh, that we got the time thing going yes. on different.
Yeah,
wherever we are. And so, you know, we are living in that time. So, you know, why not, you know, live the best life that you can live, the best version of yourself. And so if we can access those bits and pieces of trauma, and I know some people don't like to talk about trauma, but we all know what it is. Mm-hmm. And we all know that it's something that's happened to us that we either have had control over or not had control over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's things, yeah, maybe accidents and that are never accidents, of course, as we know, but yeah. accidents that happen to us within our experience have been shock and trauma. But usually, and what I'm feeling I need to say about this is, when we track back to the emotion and the situation, actually that has just played itself out for us, because there's been an early disconnect or a perception of disconnect mm-hmm. from source. Yeah? So yeah. I've noticed that with people, they'll present with a trauma that they'll come to see me for or work with me on Skype with, and we'll be working with, so they'll be talking to me about something that's happened today, not today, but, you know, latterly, and we will go right back to perhaps 3 months in the womb or 3 weeks in the womb or at 2 years old or, you know, 18 months. We don't actually need to know what it was that happened. Mm-mm. We just need to clear that vibrational interruption in light.
Right.
And then that's almost like a domino effect. And then when I ask them after we've cleared it, and I say, well, how do you feel about whatever happened, you know, latterly? So maybe it was an argument or, you know, some difficulty with someone. And I say, well, actually, not really bothered about it anymore. Doesn't mean anything to me. And mm-hmm. it's because early experience was where the pivotal trauma happened or perception of belief happened.
Yeah.
And that, in the EFT world, in the emotional freedom world, we call it an aspect of you. So that aspect of you was playing itself out in your 20s, 30s or 40s, but it actually came from that aspect of you that was perhaps 6 months old or mm-hmm. or 18 months old, you know, or whatever mm-hmm. age. And so my guides will help me and tell me where this came from, but I like my clients to actually access it themselves because that's where the empowerment is. And then I'll take them through that so that they actually access it themselves. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. I love being able to empower our clients so that they can actually, you know, tap in themselves and access that wisdom and access that those energies themselves. And I know for myself, you know, for example, trauma, some of the trauma that I had, that was affecting everything that I was doing. And even though, you know, I didn't realize it. It was deep in my cellular memory, and until it got released finally, 25 years after the fact it happened, then my whole life started to change. Then I was able to actually live and love myself, and you know, look where I am now, kind of thing, right? But
absolutely, yeah.
So it can definitely block our manifestation, our creation, loving ourselves. You know, so many different things, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it is really about being aware and looking at your external environment. So looking at your life, this is how I help my clients understand it, is that look at your life and see what's reflected back at you or to mm-hmm. you. And then when they do, in fact, I work with somebody in Harley Street on Monday, and by the end of, you know, Tuesday, they sent me a message saying that they were noticing that people were actually responding differently to them. Well, that's because their vibrations changed.
Mm-hmm.
So because their so for example, you know, if I'm working with a husband or a wife, and I'm only working with one of them, and the other one will respond completely differently when they get home. And it's not that I've done anything with the husband or the wife. It's because they've changed their vibrational set point. So they're loving themselves more, or they've cleared whatever trauma they needed to clear or something within their field. And so then that person is able to come closer to them or able to show them that they're worthy, or just, you know, just something massive that would shift that they wouldn't normally have noticed. But because we start to become a witness to our own life when we start to clear our energy fields, we are able to observe. And that observation allows us to be, and what my guide's saying to me, much more in alignment. So I have on the special offer, I have a one meditation on there, one of the meditations, which is Earth Star Soul Star. And as I'm talking, I'm seeing this in my mind. So it's connecting that soul star and that earth star and being much more in alignment with it. So as above, so below. So actually, you're able to be in alignment with it. So therefore, you can listen and you can hear not only what your guides are saying or your inner self, whatever you want to call it, but actually you can hear what your body is telling you as well. So I work very much with people with messages in their body, and I just call them that. I don't call them disease. I call them a message, because actually our body is just a reflection of what emotions are going on within us. So it's about listening and being a witness to what messages your body is giving you too, because we are mind, body, soul. So we're integrated beings. And we can't get away from that, you know, even though perhaps some of the medical model tries for us to get away from that and make it separate, you know, that mind is separate from body. But we really can't get away from that. We are 100% integrated beings. And this beautiful vehicle or body that we've chosen is there for us to listen to? And I really felt very drawn to say that for some reason. Yeah. So there must be some listeners that have got messages in their body, you know, that they need to hear that.
And that's a great point that you're making too right now, that we chose this body, you know, before we came, we chose, and that took me a long time to get, to be honest. I was not happy with my body forever, you know, until just recently. And I was, you know, talking to my daughter the other day, and she goes, "Mom, you look so beautiful." You know, I mean, she kept saying it over again, like for the past couple of weeks. I'm like, "Mom, you look so beautiful." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I'm getting more beautiful as I get older." And then, you know, and what's funny is that it's not that I'm getting more beautiful as I get older, but I'm loving myself more, and that beauty is showing, you know. So when I wasn't loving myself, all I saw was, you know, not nice things, right? And now when I look at myself in the mirror, it's like, oh my goodness, yeah, look at me. I'm like, I smile, I laugh, my face is glowing, you know. It's like, I'm happy, you know, and you know, I'm finally comfortable with my body. I listen to my body. I ask my body. I have a relationship with my body. Whereas, you know, I'm 50 now, and for 45 years, I did not, you know, have a relationship with my body. Okay, maybe 44. I did not. I didn't want to be in the body. I hated my body. Like, you know, you name it. So
yeah,
it's so very, very important. And so many things are coming up. Go ahead.
You know, it leads me to say that we need to be really grounded in this body,
yeah,
and really grounded in it. And you know, many of us actually were more up, you know, upstairs, I call it, more up with spirit than we were actually grounded. And I found that when we feel disconnected, we've shut off that connection. So we've kind of keep trying to reach it all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are not grounded. They're not grounded. They don't really want to be here. So being in the body with perhaps yoga and, you know, body work, things like that is really, really important so that we actually start to accept it. But one of the things that I was just about to say is coming to me as I was listening to you was, and I feel drawn to say it, is that imagine if you're in a relationship that really isn't for your highest and best good.
Mm-hmm.
And you stay in that relationship, and it draws me to say that many, many years ago I was in an emotionally traumatic, abusive relationship, not physically but emotionally. Mm-hmm. And when I asked that person to leave, I looked 10 years younger.
Right.
So it's actually like I was not the light self that I am, you know, that I have been for 10 years. And I was I felt that actually my light was much more diminished. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying about how you look at yourself and your skin is glowing, and that's how we are when we're connected to source, and that's how we are when we're connected to the love of ourselves and every cell of our body.
Yeah,
because absolutely. When we're not, when we're shut down and we're in perhaps you know, abusive relationships or relationships that are really not on our path now. And as we are, you know, as we're coming into the new paradigm now and energy is shifting so quickly and the veil is much thinner, then I think soulmates more are kind of coming in, and the ones that are not meant, we're not meant to be with, are just leaving, you know, yeah. They just need to leave. And if they're not leaving, then we're really being pulled down by it. And I'm seeing a lot of people very depressed. Mm-hmm. If they're staying in situations, work situations or relationship situations, where they're actually not really feeding their soul and they're not in their higher purpose.
Oh, exactly. And that's how I was. And then that shifted.
Yeah.
And when I finally shifted, that spirit made me shift that, really. I was soul divinely guided. Yeah. Pushed and everything, you know, and when that shifted, everything changed, you know. And so I just saw my ex-husband when I was in Canada, because it was, you know, my son's mm-hmm. graduation from university, and we get along great, but you know, I'm so glad I'm not with him.
I think most definitely. I mean, I made the choice. I had a little baby and a toddler, and I made the choice, and I decided that to be a single parent with my two babies was a better option for them and for me than it was to be in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was the best thing I ever did. And the reason why I say this now live on the call is that if anyone is feeling that they're not strong enough to mm-hmm. actually make that choice, then boy, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I went from a situation of being, you know, a single parent, having to pay a mortgage, not knowing how I was going to pay a mortgage, to, you know, 10 years later, actually being in an amazing position in my mm-hmm. life, you know, the happiest I've ever been, and my children are too. And so staying in something because you feel you have to stay in it, I have to say that there's always the strength within you to step out and make that choice. And it's really just about listening and trusting what is right for you.
Yes,
in
exactly.
any given situation. Yeah.
Oh yes, exactly. Oh my goodness, so true. And that's what I talk about all the time, because that's exactly what I did. And as everybody knows, my life is so good. I mean, I live in Vienna, Austria, for God's sake. And with the, you know, my husband is like so amazing. It's like, I can't believe it. I was talking to a friend today back in Canada, and I had tears in my eyes when I was telling her. I said, he treats me so well. He is so good to me. How did I get so lucky, you know? And, you know, he's amazing. And I'm lucky, but I chose that. You know, I asked for that. I demanded that. And and it happened, you know. Anyway. That's another whole story.
That's a whole show, yeah. It's about empowerment, isn't it? And saying actually that, you know, you can, you're not on your own. You've always got your spirit team with you that have been with you through all your lifetimes, and that you're never ever on your own. And those that listen to these type of shows know that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's just stepping out and saying, you know what, I'm worth so much more than what I'm doing now. And also we need more people to be in alignment with their mission, you know, so that we can bring more light to the planet and more light to people. And just by knowing that, knowing that you bring the light, so by clearing your interruptions in your own light, you're able then to bring more light to everybody else in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely mm-hmm. about serving the collective, isn't it? It's not about ourselves, really, you know. It's about
but you can't really serve the collective if you're miserable, you know, if you're not in alignment, if you're not happy, you know, you can't really serve the collective at all, right?
Absolutely.
So you have to do both, you know, you have to start with yourself, and at the same time, when you are following your own path, you know, listening to your intuition, listening to your guidance, following your heart, and you start to make choices, and your life starts to get better in the way that you would like, that automatically serves the collective. You know, that radiates out into the collective, you know, as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And even by just doing this call tonight, and perhaps, you know, people listening to the process and just going up and clearing their trauma, you know, whoever's listening, well, whoever they live with, whoever they work with, whoever they meet on the street, will just get a little bit of a zap of that energy as well, because we're all connected.
Let's take a few moments to do the process, because, and then after that, we'll take some call or questions. So we do have quite a few hands raised and questions on the Q&A, but if you would like to raise your hand, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. But yeah, let's do the process, because I'm like talking. It's like, oh, look at the time. I don't want to miss out everything that we want to do today.
I'll just speak a little tiny bit about it just for one moment, and before we do it. And essentially, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be guided it. But we're actually going to go to our home planet. So what I mean by that is planet of origin. So we're here on the Earth plane and we're humans, but we've had many, many, many lifetimes. And there are many planets that we've been to, and timelines and dimensions. And we are going to be open to going to our planet of origin. And I'm not going to say too much more than that. But we're going to go there. I'm going to take you in a process to go there. and then I'll be guided to do whatever I need to do with the group. It depends on what the group needs. And I just want you to follow it and just access your own interruptions in light. And then afterwards, I'll bring you back. And after that, I'm really happy to take calls and or any questions about what you experienced and anything else that might be left over that I can help you clear. Okay. So the way that I do this and the way that I'm doing it now is I put both my hands on my heart. And obviously, if you're listening to the replay and you're in the car, or if you're in a place where you can't put your hands on your heart, it's not safe for you to do that, then I would advise that you listen to it when you are somewhere safe and you take responsibility for your own well-being. Okay, so I just want you to put your hands on your heart and your feet on the ground. Good. And I want you just to close your eyes. Brilliant. And I just want you to breathe normally in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I just want you to do that 3 times for me. Brilliant. And then on the next out breath, I want you to imagine that you have roots growing from the bottom of your feet. And I want you to push them down into the ground, into the earth energy. And push them down as far as you can possibly imagine or see, until you find your earth star. And just notice how that earth star looks to you or feels. It's your very own earth star, your connection to Mother Earth or Gaia. And just put your roots into that earth star. And then bring all of that beautiful, safe, grounded, strong energy up through your roots to the soles of your feet. Remembering to breathe. And as it reaches the soles of your feet, it transforms into beautiful, sparkling light, which travels all the way through your feet and your ankles, all the way up your legs, through your body, opening up all your cells of your body, so that you start to see yourself as light, traveling all the way up to the crown of your head. And just imagine you could see yourself as light. And then from the top of your head, I want you to imagine a beautiful golden cord. And shoot that cord up into the universe. And higher still into the multiverse. As high as you possibly can go. Imagining that you're going through the stars and the moon. All the way through. Many other star systems, and connect with your soul star, which is a beautiful 6-pointed golden star, and put your golden cord into that soul star. Good, remember to breathe, and connect with all of the knowledge of all of the lifetimes that you've held before. And I want you to bring that down through the cord into your heart center, where you can see a spark of light. And I want you to imagine expanding that spark of light so that you end up sitting in a beautiful bubble of light. Remember to breathe, always remember to breathe and be connected. And just expand that bubble of light out so that it's larger than you. And I want you just to put a matrix around it. Now, when I say a matrix, it can be anything at all. So if you could imagine either pentagons or octagons, some people have triangles, some people squares, and just imagine that that matrix is all the way around the outside of your bubble. this is a protective field, and we don't really need a big protective field, but I want you all to feel really safe as we do this process. Brilliant. Good. And now I want you to imagine, as you sit in your seat, you can feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. And you could imagine that you are lifting out of your seat, of the room that you're sitting in, and imagine yourself floating up out of the building, knowing that you are safe and secure and protected. And imagine that you can go out into the sky, into the stars, past the moon, and go higher still, higher and higher. You feel as light as you've ever felt, ever in your life. And you raise up higher and higher. And you feel safe and secure. And now you're speeding up, getting faster and faster. And you notice that there's a star system coming towards you. You're not scared, you feel completely safe and looked after. And you start to feel like you're going home. You start to feel that feeling within you of pure love and excitement of a homecoming. And I want you to imagine that as you approach that star system, you can see the planet that you're from, the origin, your home planet. And you feel so excited that you're going to be touching down, that you're going to be meeting those that you knew before, that have always been with you, but you just forgot. And I want you to imagine that you land very safely on the light or the planet or the ground. Everyone sees it differently. And I want you to know that you're still protected in that beautiful matrix. And I want you to notice there are some beings coming towards you. And these beings come from a place of pure, unconditional love for you. You recognize their energy. And you notice, as you look at yourself, that you are the same. That you are this light too. That you're starting to remember where you come from. Ask them what your planet is called, and listen to the answer. And think, is it something that you resonate with? Is it something that you remember deep within you, deep within the center of your being? You know that this is where you came from. When you chose this lifetime, you had been there before. You decided that you would come to the earth and experience being human. Now I want you just to look at your light. Look at yourself. Look down at your light. And I want you to notice, are there any interruptions in light? And what I mean by that is, are there any dark places? Any little dark spots? Sometimes people see it as a little black mark. Some people see it as blue. Other people just see little spaces where there is no light. So I just want you to have a look and know that those beings of light who love you unconditionally are going to help you. And I want you just to have a look and find where those interruptions in light are. Okay, good. And now you've accessed them and you can see them. I want you to know that you and these beings of light have the ability to zap those interruptions in light away in just a moment. I want you to know that it's as simple as that. That you don't need to know where they came from. You don't need to know what they're about. You just need to know that they are interrupting your light field, and that doesn't serve you anymore. So I want you to imagine that from those light beings that are standing with you, you see laser beams of light, and they are coming from their hands or their energy field. And I'm also being told that they're coming from their third eye. So the zap of light is coming from the third eye, so the forehead. And as you see those laser beams of light, they are zapping your interruptions, your trauma. And watch as every single one of them turns into beautiful, pure light. And just feel, as you start to feel more vibrant, as you start to know that you can actually create and manifest more easily, that you look at your light body and it seems more whole for some reason, you can see the potential of who you truly are. It's an incredible feeling. It's an incredible feeling. And you start to realize the power that you have within you. And you start to remember the gifts that you were supposed to bring to this planet. So as you start to remember them, the light beings that are with you start to tell you things. And I just want you to listen carefully as they tell you your gifts, why you came, what it was that you really wanted to achieve for the planet, for yourself, for the collective. And just listen. Listen with your heart, from a place of pure, unconditional love. And now one of those light beings is going to step forward, coming from pure, unconditional love, and gives you a gift. Now sometimes this is a symbol. Sometimes it is an actual gift. It depends on what you need in that moment for your journey here, to help you along the way, to help you remember the incredible being that you are. And I want you to take that symbol or that gift and place it into your heart, in your light body. And just feel the vibrant energy of it, the excitement, as you start to know just a little bit more about why you're coming here, why you're here, why you were supposed to be here at this amazing time in the earth, this pivotal time for transformation. You remember that everything is possible and that anything is possible. And that you were meant to have fun. That you were meant to experience love, abundance, joy, excitement, and freedom, most of all. And just feel that within your field as you stand there, receiving all of that healing, and that knowing, and that knowledge, and that wonderment of who you are. And know that you will keep that feeling. That feeling will never go. But you always have that feeling now. And that memory. And now it's time for you just to say, not goodbye, but farewell for a moment to those beautiful light beings that came today to assist you on your journey. And know that you can return to them at any moment you choose, that they are with you, that they've always been with you. And knowing that you are safe in your matrix of light, I want you to imagine that you are speeding up, back down through the layers of the universe. And you start to notice our star system and the moon and the stars. And you start to see Earth. And you look at it and you feel so excited and blessed that you've chosen to come here to spread the light to this planet. And you know deep within your heart that life will never be the same. That you will have that happiness within your heart from now on. In the knowing that you are so special and that it was so meant for you to be here. And just feel yourself sitting on the chair in your house, in your room, in the building, with your feet on the ground, connected to the earth energy. And just notice your star, your earth star. And notice your soul star. And know that you are very loved. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes.
That was lovely. I'm not quite back yet, to be honest.
You're not quite back. No. It's quite a powerful experience going to your home planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you see your light being?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get a gift?
I did. It was really interesting. I got a gift. I put it in my heart space, right? But as soon as I put it in my heart space, it's as if it went right into my third eye, and my whole third eye was like wide open. You know, it's like
yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah. So it's like an activation, and that meditation is really an activation. You know, you're activating a gift, really, for the next level. Yeah, for being here on the earth plane,
this beautiful, powerful headdress thing that, you know, like, wow. I don't know, like a mask, but I didn't even know how to describe it. It was just, I felt it with such strength. It was like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. So thank you.
You're very welcome. I thank my team for that one.
yeah, exactly. Okay, so because, you know, I'm still coming back, so perhaps somebody would like to share what they experienced they can ask a question as well. So let's just go to the phone line quickly and see what somebody else has to say. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 0748. Hello? Oops, not going to 0748. We're going to go to phone number ending in 6470. 6470.
Hello, this is Claire.
Hi, Claire. How was that for you?
You know, it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I sort of got lost about halfway through, but it was wonderful. And this is an awesome call. And I've always been particularly drawn to the Pleiades, so I think that there's probably some kind of heritage there, you know.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, but anyway, so it was amazing though. It was really cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You have a question for Susan?
I do. I had a question, and it's I'm a little confused about this. So when there is trauma, you know, whether it be pre-birth or, you know, when you're super young, and I basically don't really have any memories of my childhood at all. I mean, virtually none.
Yeah.
So, but if there is a trauma that creates a blueprint, as you were talking about earlier, and that's running as a kind of a subconscious pattern, I'm assuming, then how does that, how does that sort of, how can you, how should I put this, free will and your choice to choose differently, but this pattern affects your choices, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though you might not be conscious of it, can you maybe address that a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm just coming, an example's coming to me, but can I just say something to you first about your home planet?
Yes.
So, Andromeda? Have you heard of Andromeda?
Yes, I'm also a big fan of the Andromeda Galaxy, yes.
Yeah, so I am being told that that's your home planet.
Okay.
Okay,
cool. So, that's very cool.
I just got... As you just called straight in and you said your name and they said to me, Andromeda, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll tell her. But,
Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And what I'm also hearing, I will answer your question, but what I'm also hearing for you as well is that now you know that, you will be able to actually access more information that you need to help others, okay? So it's almost like that was a little bit missing for you, that you didn't kind of know where you were coming from. You had where you came from. And so it's like going home and that feeling of going home.
You hit the nail on the head with that, because that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Home has
and
been
telling me,
very elusive for me. So.
Sorry, say that again?
Home has been very elusive for me.
Yeah.
Generally.
So I'm watching... told is and they're quite fast when they speak to me, so I have to get it in before I lose it. So they're saying to me that it's like a searching, so it's almost like I've been searching, and I've never really ever felt at home.
Correct.
And I know you're not alone with that. There are many people that have felt like that, yeah, but for you it feels like now you know the home planet, I feel that there will be some more settling with you, that you'll
Thank
feel
you.
More settled. Thank it's almost like a tick box of an answer. Oh, okay then, right, all right, well, that's settled, so now I can move on and do something else. Yeah?
Yes.
It's like you need
very
to
much
that.
Thank you.
I invite you to go back over and listen to the show again and do that process again now you know. Because it might be easier for you to receive, this is just what they're telling me, to receive another activation. Yeah?
Wonderful. Thank you.
They're also telling me for you it's about trust. So you need to listen to someone who you trust, who you feel is empowered and has a clear connection to their guides, and it feels it resonates with you, because I feel that is something you've found hard as well. So that's what they're telling me.
Yes.
Yeah. So when we're thinking, let's go back to the question. I'll try and answer the question. So if you imagine, it kind of feels earth-plane-y, so I have to kind of go into a different mode. So if you imagine, say, for example, you always attract the same situation in work situations or money or relationships. So that perception of belief is running in your field.
Mm-hmm.
So when you change that perception of belief, i.e. you heal that interruption in light, then you're putting something different out to the universe. So therefore, your field is different. So therefore, you naturally attract something different in. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we used to think we had to trawl through everybody's lives, rather. You know, as a psychotherapist, that's what I used to do, you know, all those years ago. So I used to trawl through it all, you know, and look at it. And now I only ever see people three times. And occasionally it will be more times if they choose to. But the pivotal sessions I do are three. And those three sessions are the major bits that need transforming. Yeah. So we really only have, it's these disconnections, this feeling of being disconnected to source and to ourselves and our mission. And when we heal those, then essentially, you know, there's just little bits of fine tuning that need doing. Yeah.
Yes.
And your one I'm being written in the air here for me, for you, is trust. Yeah. So they're telling me that you lost your trust in God. You know, we've had many religious orders lifetimes. Yeah.
Yes.
So you lost trust in God. And
yes.
Would it be okay if I just clear that for you? Is that okay?
I would be really thrilled about that because, again, you're so incredibly accurate. It's awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. really.
So if you just bear with me 1 second, I'm just gonna okay. So when I say to you, I can't trust God, how does that feel to you?
Like it's absolutely true.
Where do you feel it in your experience, in your body?
It's in the heart and the solar plexus. It actually kind of encompasses both.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. So just close your eyes for a moment if it's safe for you to close your eyes. Just bear with me. I'm just going to go up and with your permission, I'm just going to clear that. So just bear with me a sec. Okay, so how does it feel now? I trust God. How does it feel?
It feels lighter.
Yeah.
There's still like this vestige of doubt, if that makes sense.
I can see it. It's kind of vows and oaths and all sorts of stuff going on here that I can see in your in your field. And I'm hearing the words as well. This is very English, so it's like, I'm damn well not going to make any more vows in this lifetime. That's what I'm hearing, and it's kind of like that's where you are with your trust. Does that make sense to you?
It actually does, yes.
Yeah. So I could spend like half an hour with you, yeah.
No, I know, like, I'm on board with the package, so.
Okay, yeah, good, yeah. I feel like it would be really good because I'm kind of seeing you, you know, vowing to the church and vowing to, basically give yourself to the church. So that one might be a really good one to clear.
Thank you so much. I am so grateful. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you, Claire.
You're so welcome, Claire. Look forward to meeting you.
Thank you.
Claire is so sweet. Okay. Everybody's sweet, but I know Claire pretty well now, so just saying.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so let's take a question from the Q&A. So I have Melanie, and she's asking, she said, I'm curious what is interrupting my light field and why do I experience so much confusion and uncertainty? How do I clear the trauma from my field and start a journey of joy and fulfillment?
Okay, so did she do the process? I don't know if she did the process, but if she did the process, then perhaps when did she write this in? Did she write it after the process?
No, this was before. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So my advice would be definitely to do that, you know, listen to that meditation and do that process. But essentially, it's about the light, interruptions in light. So however she accesses those interruptions in light will change her perception of belief. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like if we were looking at the neuropsychology side of it, we're looking at neural pathways. So if you imagine we've always gone down a particular river in our neural pathways and we've gone, okay, well, this is how the world is. This is what men are. This is what women are. This is how it is. Then that's a belief system that was actually born from a trauma. Or a perception of a trauma, okay? So when we clear that interruption in light, we no longer have that trauma running, so we no longer have those words that were said to us, perhaps. I don't know why I want to say that, but for some reason I'm feeling that Melanie has taken on, I've got a male figure here, so taken on male words about herself. So perhaps she can write in and let me know if she feels that that's relevant for her. I know it is, but they're telling me that she's taken on things that a male figure would have said to her about herself. And it's basically not true, never was true. It's not true, but it's left her feeling fearful. Right. And so what they're telling me is that the interruption light is fear. So if there's only ever fear or love, okay, and everything else is in between. And so when she can release the fear of what might happen, what they're telling me is the fear of the future, when she can release the fear of the future, then she, and it's from someone else, it's what we would call kind of epigenetics and ancestral stuff, so it goes way, way back in the father line, okay? But mm-hmm. it's really what she experienced and what she was told and those words. And they're also telling me that, I'm kind of seeing a scene here, so they're telling me that it was just a vibration of those words, you know, those, the vibration that she heard when those words were said to her. And I'm seeing them going in like arrows. So I feel quite sad, you know, as I'm tuning into her, I feel quite sad. So I feel mm-hmm. like there were some words that made her very, very sad. So that's where I would go if I was working with her. You know, if she was here with me now, I would be tuning into that, and we would be working with clearing those interruptions around fear and the words that she was told. Yeah, I hope that helps her.
Okay, good. So Melanie, let us know how that resonates with you. We'll take one more caller right now. We'll go to phone line. Phone number ending in 0332.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How was that process for you?
It was interesting. I felt like I was given a sphere with a pyramid in it to put into my heart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
You know what your planet was? Did you hear your planet? Did you know
what I heard Mercurion. Is that correct?
Say it again, because I didn't hear.
Mercurion?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that. I'm hearing Sirius. They're telling me, oh, she's like you. She's Sirius. So, you know, maybe you popped off at that planet first. And then Sirius is actually, yeah. Because I'm hearing Sirius for you.
Interesting. Okay. I've always wanted to know.
Yeah, because they were just saying, well, she's like you.
Okay.
So, because that's where I'm from. So, yeah, that's what I'm being told.
Okay. My question is, I hear myself with the belief over and over of I try so hard, you know, to do it right, to be good, and nothing ever works.
Okay. All right. And where do you actually feel that in your body or your field? Where do you feel that as you connect with it? Now I'm just going to click my fingers. Where do you feel
that? The back above the hip. I don't know.
The back above where?
Above the hip.
Hip, did you say, or head? Because I couldn't hear you very well.
Hip. Hip.
Hip, okay. The back above the hip. Okay, hold on.
Maybe. I don't know if that's where it is.
No, it's okay. I'm just hearing what they're saying to me. Okay, so what I'm hearing is this is about mother, and this is about my value as a woman, and how I feel about myself as a woman. And I feel this comes from the mother line. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it as navy blue, because I work with colour quite a lot, and they're showing me it as navy blue. And if you imagine that it's behind you, so that tells me that it's something in the past for you. So it's behind your hip, you know, kind of thing. And it's in the past, and it's not really yours. And it's that value of yourself as a woman. And so would it be okay? Would that be okay if I just go in and just do a little bit of zapping for you?
Yes.
Feel what you can feel? Yeah?
And,
okay.
And it's interesting, I wore navy blue today.
Oh, you did? Okay. That's interesting. Okay, hold on one sec. So, okay, so we're bringing in, so I work with many, many star systems, but I'm hearing the Palladians and I'm hearing the Arcturians. So we're just going to bring in that energy and bring that in. Bear with me a sec. okay, yeah, thanks, okay. So they're saying to me that, oh, I have to keep the peace, I have to keep the peace, I have to keep the peace, I have to keep the peace with everyone, I have to keep the peace with everyone. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. It wavers from that to being very outspoken.
Yeah,
I keep the peace, and then I get fed up, and I go to the other end.
Yeah, yeah. That's the anger, though. That's the anger of having to keep the peace all the time. And it goes way, way, way back. But I'm seeing it now there as a lot lighter in that part of your body, a lot lighter. But this is stuff to do with your mother and to do with her line, okay, and what she's brought in for you. And it's not blame. I think it's really important to say it's not blame.
Yeah.
It's just what you would have experienced as you were growing up about being a woman, okay?
Yeah.
And that you don't always have to keep the peace. And there's a bit of you that knows that, and that's the bit that fights out and says, no, actually, I'm not going to keep peace. I'm going to say exactly what I want to say. But there's a stronger bit within you that feels that you need to be passive, okay? So that's the bit that is held in that part of your body. But they have just come in, and they have released some of that, because I saw it coming out as, like, dark puffs of smoke, because it's just old energy. Doesn't mean anything bad, it's just old energy, and that's coming out, and it's actually now going up your spine and out the top of your head. So I just want you to see that and feel that. Okay, good.
Yeah, and I feel the heat.
Okay. Yeah, the heat's the energy pulling out and healing it.
I'm so grateful.
Energy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you
for calling.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah.
That was fun. So I just wanted to let you know, Susan, really quickly, that Melanie did write back in the Q&A, and she said, oh, my God, I got chills when you read my field. Everything you said felt exactly right, and I'm so grateful to have this clarification. You are so powerful, Susan. Thank you. And she said the process was fabulous, too. Good. She did do the process.
She did do the process. Oh, good.
Good.
I'm pleased.
All right. So we're going to take some more questions in just a moment, but I wanted to take a few moments to talk about the special offers that you have for our listeners today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are on the phone can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Susan13. And so what Susan has in this offer is there's 8 audios and 1 PDF and a live group healing call for package A for $97. And then package B is $147, and that includes everything in package A plus a 30-minute personal session with Susan. So Susan, do you want to talk quick about some of the audios in package A?
So all of them are processes that I've created, that I've been given from my team, and they're processes that I use with my clients. So you're actually getting meditation and processes that I use with my clients. And they're really powerful, but they're quite short. So they're short and powerful, so people can just do them every day. And that's what I love about them, you know, because sometimes we have things that go on for too long and then we don't do them. So what I wanted was processes that people would just do, you know, with busy lives. So all of those processes there you can do. And the group call, well, that's going to be really exciting, because we will be guided, but I really want to focus on clearing blocks to creating and manifesting money and love, because these are the main ones that people talk to me about. You know, they want to either create more love or more money. And really, those two things are on the same vibration. And as we start to clear the loving of ourselves, so we start to love ourselves more fully, then we are able to attract those things in. So we'll be working specifically around that. But I'm also open to whatever comes up on the call. So I'm going to take as many individual people to work with, and I'm happy for it to go on longer than 2 hours. So I say 2 hours, but actually I'm happy to go on longer. So it will just go on as long as it needs to go on, really.
All right, then yeah, exactly. I was going to say then we'll just stay on and keep asking all of the different questions that we have.
yeah, you can do that, yeah. So I'm sort of, the universe is giving me 2 hours, but if I feel that the group that I've got needs to go on a bit further, or I'm being told something else, or they give me a new process or an activation, then I'll just do it. So
right.
It's about so that you make sure you get what you need. That's what I want.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's package A.
Good. Because I'm in the UK, so it will be sort of UK times. And then if you can't make it, it will be recorded.
Perfect. Good. Yeah. Thank you. And then package B is everything in package A plus the 30-minute personal session. So can you talk a little bit about what the personal session would look like? Is it, you know, I was going to say a little bit kind of like what we're doing right now, but this, I mean, right now people only have like a couple of minutes with you, but 30 minutes is a lot more. So what do you expect? Yeah.
You can do a huge amount in half an hour, huge amount, and really come with whatever you want to clear. Yeah. And we'll spend the whole 30 minutes clearing whatever you want to clear. And it can be on any level. And I'm happy to work with messages in the body. You know, if you have a dis-ease, I have to say I'm not a doctor. So I'm happy to work with you from the perspective of the interruptions in light and the emotions associated to it. Okay. I'm a medical doctor. But I work with that a lot. So, you know, if people have anything that they want to work with on that level, emotional clearing, any traumas that they know about or don't know about, and we'll be guided about what we need to do. It's a bespoke session, so every single session is different.
Yeah, of course. So these two packages are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Susan13. So please do take a look at it and see which of the packages resonates with you. So now we're going to go back to the phone lines. And we were joking earlier, you know, Susan, about, you know, how long we're going to be on the call. I said, oh, you know, an hour and 15 minutes. Susan was saying 2 hours. Like, oh, no, we'll see. Yeah, I think we'll be here more than an hour and 15 minutes. It's already been an hour and 15 minutes. It's been an hour and 18. So, yeah, we'll definitely go longer.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Oh, goodness. All right. So we're going to go to the phone line to take just a few more from the phone line and from the Q&A. Okay. So let's go to phone number. We're going to go to the web call. So we're going to go to Vancouver. Dada is in Vancouver.
Hello. Hi, Alara. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Dada. My name is Dada.
Dana?
Yes. Dada. D-A-D-A.
Oh, Dada. Okay. Hi. Yes. Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I have to comment on the meditation. It was amazing.
Oh, yes.
I had sort of funny experience when you start taking us upwards through the cord, the golden cord, I heard so many sounds, incredible sounds around me, and it felt incredible. And then I started giggling when we were approaching our star being, because I felt, I don't know why, but I started reaching out and touching their light. And I remember giggling. It was funny to me. I wasn't touching them, but I was touching their light. It's so incredible. So I just wanted to share that. And
that's beautiful.
I'm not sure
what
planet would be nice to know, but I actually didn't receive what planet it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not hearing that at the moment, but what I am hearing for you at this moment in time is before I even spoke to you and you just literally just came on the call, they were saying to me that that you are just meant to bring peace, okay? So that what you're supposed to be doing with people is bring peace to them. But what they're saying to me is that she just needs peace, okay? So it's kind of like your mission is to bring peace, but what you really need right now is peace within your heart. You need to feel peaceful, okay? And with that peace, you're able then to access more fully why you're here. And that, and I'm seeing as I look, if it's okay to look at you, is it okay to look at you?
Yes, please.
Scan you, yeah? So as I'm looking at you, as I'm bringing the energy down and I'm looking at you, it's almost like I've got a line running through your heart. So sort of, you know, under your arms and across your chest,
yes.
There's like a line running there, and it's almost like there's a separation to you and your heart. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah, bless you. And it's just that you just need peace in your life, that it's been a life where you haven't had a lot of peace. It's been really difficult for you, and I really feel that, and I see it, and I'm being told it. And it's time for you now. And you've probably been hurt, you've probably been told this before, and they're telling me that she's heard it before, but actually it really is time for you now. And your guides are really reaching out for you. They're reaching out for you to listen to them. And what I'm hearing is this sound, you know, you said to me about the sound, and this is about you going to a new level of vibration. So the vibration that you heard in the sound was allowing you, activating you to go to a new vibration. Gosh, can you feel that? I feel it with my clients, so I can actually feel what's going on as they're talking. And I'm just going to, if it's all right with you, if I have permission with you, I just want to bring my guides in, and Melchizedek in particular is standing very close. And he just wants to give some healing to your heart. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Is that okay? And I just want you to feel it. So just experience this and just feel it, okay? And it's perfectly high vibrational light coming in. Yeah, also there's some sound coming in for you. So it wouldn't surprise me if later on you did sound healing, because I'm feeling like sound really resonates with you. And as we brought in that energy together just then, I actually whistled a little bit, which tells me that there's sound going into your heart. So it's a feeling like we need to vibrate your heart at a higher vibration. So have you ever heard of 528 frequency?
I'm sorry, about what?
Have you heard of 528 frequency?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. What I'm being told is for you to listen to the 528 frequency, so that you can start vibrating in that frequency, which really heals your cells, okay? Because I'm seeing you, as I look at you, what I want to do with you is get you to vibrate in a faster velocity, yeah? So that your vibration is much higher, because I feel that you can really bring a lot of peace to people, but you need to find it within yourself first, okay? And heal those traumatic events that you had when you were much younger that cut you off. It didn't cut you off, but you were emotionally cut off, yeah?
Emotional.
From your heart.
Yes. That's
Does
great.
That make sense to you?
Absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot on. You know, I've been working for years on my heart chakra, trying to connect, and somehow, I don't know, many blocks I'm going through, I guess many more to come. I don't know.
Yeah, the thing is we need to be connected to the earth, and what I feel is, you know, what we did at the beginning of the process, the Earth Star, Soul Star, and that's actually in the package, that part of that meditation, the Earth Star, Soul Star, and I do that with all my clients, and what they find is that when they're connected to the earth and to their Soul Star, meaning all of their lifetimes, they're actually connected. And that's what you need to do, is you need to heal those disconnected parts of you that were never disconnected, but it was just safe for you to disconnect. It wasn't safe for you to be connected at that time, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you felt too unsafe in the world. So when you heal those disconnected parts of you, you're able to feel much safer to be here. And you are so going to bring in peace to people. That is 100% what you're here for, is to bring peace to people. And what I'm also hearing, have you ever thought about writing about your story? Because what I'm hearing and I'm seeing is the written word for you. So your words will bring peace to others. But what I'm being told to say to you is that find the peace first, and then the words will flow. And you're really going to help a lot of people. Yeah? You really are going to help a lot of people. You need to hear that, because they're clearly telling me that this lady is going to bring peace to people's hearts. Okay? So I hope that helped you.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Susan. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. You know, funny, you said that will help. I actually felt for most of my life that I was able to help people, but unable to help myself in the same way.
Yeah.
And I've been always surrounded by people who needed help, who were always seeking something. And somehow, I don't know what it was. They always felt that they can create when I'm helping them, just by talking, not doing pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So that resonates. Yeah. But you exactly on the spot, because many years
and
now.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing as well for you as well as you're talking. I'm hearing that, you know, all those times when you were young and you were little and you just felt that you needed to be on guard. And that's what I'm just going to say to you in a public forum. So, you know, you needed to be on guard. All those times that you needed to be on guard, you now have such a perception of other people's awareness and how they feel. So once you've healed those bits of you that needed to be on guard, you will be able to help so many more people. But not in a way of a savior, but in a way of somebody that can really hold the space for them to heal. But your journey and your story is how people are going to heal. I really feel that.
Wow. Okay. My heart is jumping, Susan, when you talk about it. My heart is jumping. Beautiful. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you, Alora. Love you both.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ada. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Okay, so where are we? My goodness. Susan is so spot on. all right, hold on. Let me go back. There's just so many questions.
I have some good guides, Laura.
Yeah, you do. All right, so I have a question from Annette. Annette is asking, it's a Q&A question. She says, I was struck three times by three different men. I've done forgiveness work on this, but I feel that my body still holds the trauma. Thank you so much for helping me to release.
Yeah, and that was earlier, was it? Was it earlier?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let me tune in about that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what they're telling me is that, yes, this happened in this lifetime, child, and when they come through, they say child quite often. And yes, child happened in this lifetime. However, this has happened in previous lifetimes. And what you were playing out was the experience that you held within your, okay, thanks. So the soul contract that she came in with, or the soul mission that she came in with, was that she was going to realize that she could survive against all odds. Okay. So it was kind of like she could survive. Okay. And, okay. Oh, okay. Thanks. So the other thing that they're telling me is that, you know, everything, all I need to say this for everybody, like all the things that have happened to us, all the experiences that we've had, whether they're trauma, whether they aren't, they're things that have led us to the place that we are now.
Right.
Okay. So it's not about saying how awful it was, even though it might have been. It's saying, I look at that. I look at the experience I had and I say, how can I best release that? With the knowledge and the understanding that actually it brought me to the place that I am. What they're telling me about this lady, what's her name again?
Annette.
What they're telling me about Annette is that the incredible strength that she has, and I'm getting pictures here of refuge and stuff like that. We call it refuge over here for women that need to be in refuge to run away and hide away. And I'm kind of seeing this. So whether she has been has had to do that, or whether she's going to help people that are in that situation. I'm not sure. She maybe needs to clarify that when she writes in later. But the sense that I'm getting is that she is connected to refuge in some way, where women have experienced this same situation or this traumatic situation where they've had to actually flee. These are the words I'm being told. Flee away from situations. But this most definitely comes from previous existences that she's brought in with her. Okay, so yeah. Yes, it seems like a really bad thing, but actually it will lead her, okay, thanks, it will lead her clearly on her mission. But she obviously needs to forgiveness is one thing, and that's amazing, and I'm really proud of her for forgiving them, but also she needs to let go of that within her field, because it's just going out to the universe as a message, and so she's getting it back.
Right.
I hope that helps anyway, but I'm really clearly seeing refuge, but I'm also seeing, I don't know if this resonates with her, but I'm also being shown sort of like a video screen of children in Africa. So I don't know whether she is interested in doing charity work there or thinking about these children over there, or she's just really interested in helping children. That's what I'm seeing for her. So definitely, if she could listen to that, it might resonate.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Thank you. So, Annette, let us know how that resonates with you. Okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 8566. Hello?
Hi, Alara and Susan. How are you? It's Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Nice to see you. How can I help? Well, I already know how I can help you, but you asked me how I can help you.
I have so many questions as the conversations just unfold. I keep coming up with different thoughts. But my original question was, I can never pinpoint any blocks within myself to what I'm trying to do is connect more with my intuition, my angels, spirit guides.
I can see you. So before you even spoke, they were telling me, they were showing me like your third eye, okay, so your forehead, and they were showing me you like a lighthouse. So you were standing there and you were like this beam of light shining out, and a visionary. They're telling me you're a visionary, and that you have the ability. Did you say that you couldn't access your own interruptions in light, did you say
I think I started off saying I can't pinpoint any blocks that I would have that's preventing me from connecting more.
As I look at you, I see that that is your job. So it's like literally I see you as this lighthouse, and I see you as this beautiful beam of light, and it's almost like you are scanning people, and you are doing that, and you are helping them find their interruptions in light. They're showing you that. All right. No, it's all right. They're talking to me at the same time, so I just need to look at what they're showing me. So the ability to hear and listen and see is something that you 100% have, 100%, but you just don't trust it. Okay, and you've got the same, similar sort of thing to one of the first callers, which was the vows and oaths to God. And it's almost like the sacrifice to it, and you're not going to trust it. Yeah, that you're not going to trust it. And that's what the block is. I can see it's almost like a ceiling. Yeah, so you 100% have the ability to scan people and see their blocks. Yeah. But you just don't trust your own ability to do that.
Well, I mean, I think that's true. I feel like, I don't know, maybe a little nutty. Maybe I'm imagining, you know, like my mind's playing tricks on me.
yeah.
I feel like I'm on. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because it's so fast, if I don't say it, then I lose it. So they're saying to me that you feel let down. Okay. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but they're saying she feels let down. She feels let down by us because it's not clear. And actually, it is clear. It's just that the radio wave isn't quite tuned in. Okay. You are getting it. And they're coming in your sleep, aren't they? You're getting a lot of information as you sleep. They're trying to come in that way and give you lots of information. I'm seeing light codes actually coming in.
Well, it's interesting you say while I sleep, because last night I had an interesting dream that about a rainbow that I've never dreamt about a rainbow before, and I feel like it means something, but I don't know what it would mean.
Yeah, it's light. It's a full spectrum of light, and they're showing me as I look at you. Obviously, I don't know what you look like, but I'm looking at you in an energy sense, and I'm seeing light codes coming in while you sleep. Okay, so just accept that and know that you're getting light codes while you sleep. And the reason why is they can't do it in the day with you because you won't allow it to come in. So they're doing it at night time. But I do feel that there are some very, very old vows and oaths and things like that are hanging around. Have you ever done any work on that? Have you ever done any clearing work on vows and oaths?
No. I mean, I have a question. Okay. Would Reiki help anything with this?
So that's a really great question. So Reiki was brought in on the third dimension, so from the Earth, really. And there is a new fifth dimensional energy, which is called Rahani. And I attune people to Rahani. I'm a trainer in Rahani, and it's fifth dimensional angelic celestial healing. So Reiki is brilliant, but Reiki is not on the level that you need. You need a much higher attunement than that. Yeah, because you are a lighthouse. You know, you're an incredible lighthouse. And so your vibration is much higher than Reiki. And that's not to discredit Reiki. Reiki is incredible for people. But lots of people need Reiki, yeah? But it's just, and it's not a kind of a hierarchy thing. It just means that the planet is just, you know, so many light beings like you that are so incredibly high vibration that you really need to step up to that high vibration, okay? And realize that you are an incredible lighthouse for people, okay? And start scanning them. So just have a little play, you know, with it. So now you know this information, okay, when you go to sleep tonight. I don't know what time it is where you live, but it's nighttime here now. And when you go to sleep, say, okay, great, thank you. I now know that you're downloading light codes to me and that I need to work on a higher vibration and show me what I need to do. And then when you, you know, just look at people, just see what you can see, see what you feel and see what you're getting for them. And you have to tell them, you know, this is just really for you so that you can start trusting, yeah, and start seeing. I feel that you're going to be seeing, I work with colour a lot, and I feel that you're going to be seeing colour. I don't mean in an aura, you know, I don't mean like you're going to read people's auras. I mean, I feel that you're going to start seeing colour where they have their emotional blocks. And that's one of the things on the package, there's colour energy clearing. And I give all the colours that I've been given, really, from spirit to work with. And when you have a particular colour, you know a particular emotion is running for that person. And this is what I'm hearing for you. Okay. It's so beautiful. I'm looking at you and it's like this. All I can really see is the lighthouse coming from your third eye. And you just needed to hear this. They're telling me she just needed to hear this and realise that she's so much more than she thought she was.
Oh, yeah? That's so beautiful, Shannon. Good for you.
Because yeah. I feel like what you said is kind of like what I was maybe thinking, but I don't know how to tap into that. Or like you're saying, change. I got to change my frequency somehow.
So, you know, you might want to get in touch with Susan, so you can go deeper into that, Shannon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so vows and oaths, it's kind of just old stuff. And it's all the God stuff, you know, that we've had and all of the lifetimes where we've you know, actually given ourselves and married ourselves to God, and we've kind of, you know, basically taken a vow. And of course, you know, religious orders and religious vows were very, very tying, you know. Well, so are all vows, actually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're very tying. And so in this lifetime, if we're going to make vows, then we need to make sure that we've written them ourselves, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that we don't say forever and ever, yeah? That we can say in this lifetime. My beautiful friend Sarah Messiah is hearing, listening to this radio show, or she'll listen to the replay, so I hope she does now. And she recently had a blessing, and it was so funny to listen to the words. And she said things like, yeah, I love you today in this lifetime. everyone laughed because vows and oaths, they're really powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would suggest that you find a way, either with me or someone else, that you clear those vows and oaths. But I think the words I'm getting are going to rock it. So just ask when you go to sleep at night, say, you know, okay, I'm so grateful for the gifts that I'm bringing through to help others, to be a shining light for them, and just show me the way. Yeah. And I think you'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so wonderful that you said that, because that's what I've been trying to do. So I am definitely going to keep working on that.
Wonderful. Great.
Don't work on it. You know, we're not supposed to work, really. We're just supposed to have fun.
Okay.
Just kind of play with it. And as I said to you, you know, meet people and play with it, play with the energy, and just test it out and just see what you see. And just say, well, okay, you've given me a rainbow, you've given me light code, Susan's told me this is what I'm meant to do, so show me. Yeah? And just see what you can see. And if it's someone you know, you could always ask them, you know, I can see this blue here. And, you know, obviously if you've got the chart, you can see what it means, and you can say, well, you know, what is it about that, you know, about speaking the truth or not being heard, that you feel, and just see what they say. And it's incredibly powerful to work with colour, incredibly, incredibly. So I'm really excited that you're going to do that.
Good.
Yes, thank you.
Cool.
Wonderful. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Okay. Whew. Wow, it's amazing. I'm just going to see, well, not see, I'm going to just try and get through some of these Q&A ones too. So Jenny, she said she did the process, and she said, I received a golden heart as a gift, but not something to put inside of me, but they encircled me with light in the shape of a golden heart. They also said, feel your own love. Could you give me some insights of the meaning of it all, and also where did I come from? Thank you for this journey.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So let me just... Okay. Golden heart sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So gold is or platinum actually is the highest vibration at the moment, although there is a new one coming in that I've been working with, which is pink and gold. So pink and gold together. It's a really, really high vibration, but gold is one of the highest vibrations. And this tells me, and what they're telling me, is that she is now going to be vibrating. That was like an activation for her. Mm-hmm. She's now going to be vibrating on a higher vibration. But as I look at her, I'm looking at her throat area. So they're showing me her throat area, and it feels quite tight to me. And this is, thank you. Okay, good. So this is about her releasing any of the judgment about speaking. So they're telling me that she's got a few little things running about feeling judged for speaking publicly or speaking out or need. I'm seeing her. So this is, hopefully she'll have time to write in and let me know. But I'm seeing her speaking publicly, okay, and I feel like there's a resistance to speaking publicly and giving her message, and she's definitely Palladian, I'm seeing the Palladians with her, and she needs to speak, and I'm feeling the blocks in her throat chakra, but they did that activation with her so she could actually start to feel in her heart what she's supposed to be doing here in the world, and hers is a spoken message. And my voice, can you hear my voice? A little bit croaky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That tells me that there's a resistance to speaking out in the world. So it's almost like she needs to speak for people's rights. So she needs to be a voice for people's rights. So I hope that helps her.
Good, wonderful. Jenny, let us know. You can write back into the Q&A. And so I have a quick question from Pamela. And Pamela is saying, awesome call. Would Susan be able to tell me my home planet and any message that she could share with me?
Any message? Okay, hold on. I'll do the message first. Okay, so what they're showing me is kind of wringing something out. Now, that's an English expression, but wringing out a cloth with the water in it. So can you kind of see what I mean?
It's like squeezing the water out of the cloth.
So I'm asking them why they're showing me that, but it's like, okay. So she's like completely fed up with something. Mm. And she's just like squeezed out the last drop of it. And she's so fed up with it. And now she's shaking the towel out to dry. And I feel that that's how she's felt. She's felt like someone squeezed the last drop out of her and that there's no more that she can give. Okay, so now I'm asking what she needs to do with that. Okay, that's okay. Good. Okay, thanks. So they're telling me that she's now, I don't know if people have heard of timelines, but she's now jumping to a new timeline of experience.
Okay.
And that new timeline, amazing. She's jumping to, she's let go of something. So I'm feeling it could be a relationship, you know. She's let go of something big and that squeezed the life out of her. And now she's like, do you know what? Actually, that's okay. I've now jumped a timeline and I'm seeing her moving forward quite quickly.
Hmm.
In fact, I'm not seeing her running. So she obviously is speeding up quite quickly now. Now she's made a decision. I feel she's left something behind. So she needs to write in and, you know, let me know if that makes sense to her. Okay. So let's have it asked now. She's been stuck for quite a while and they're telling me that, you know, she needs to just hang out that cloth in the sun. That's a kind of an analogy of her just, you know, allowing herself to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's her turn now to receive. Okay, so where are we going with planets? Okay, hold on one sec. Okay, so I'm being shown, I'm being told she's Arcturian, okay? So she's Arcturian from that planet, and this is about her bringing, what gift is it to the earth? Yeah, okay, so she's very earthly, she's very in touch with the earth, she's very in touch with nature, and nature spirit, okay, thanks. So she's very in touch with the nature spirit, and they really want her to be on the ground, meaning perhaps, you know, literally physically doing something on the ground. So whether she's tending to the ground or she's working in that way, I feel like it's really important for her to stay grounded and actually work, and she'll really connect with the trees and with, I don't mean she might be a tree surgeon or something, but I feel like she needs to connect with nature quite strongly, and I feel that's been missing for her.
Right.
But now that she's let this thing go, whatever it might be that was holding her back, she needs to be grounded in nature, okay? But the Arcturians, I work with the Arcturians, and they're such a beautiful energy, and quite often they'll come in and they'll pull out any energy and blocks from this lifetime. So she's very much somebody who's connected to the earth here, very much, and working through it and helping to raise the energy of the animals and the plants and so on. Animals are quite important to her, very important to her. So I hope that helps her. But she's definitely stepped onto a new timeline, and it's really time for her to start receiving.
Perfect. Yeah. And if it's the Pamela, I think it is. Good, because we had a session, I think, this week or last week. Time just goes by so fast. So good. Yay. Glad to hear that.
Oh, that's good. Oh, because you shifted a timeline. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right, so then I have a quick question or comment from Madeline, and she says, this was amazing. She said, yesterday I heard about Arcturus on the sky at night on TV. Then last night in a group soul exercise to find words about our soul, I found the words home, hello, and origin. And she said, last year I unexpectedly found myself at a workshop where Arcturians came in, and I felt a huge pang of light. It scared me. In the meditation, they handed me a strange three-sided cylinder, very shiny. It's like a tool, but I don't know what it's for. She said, it's spooky. So I guess she's from she's Arcturian, definitely.
That just sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, so she wants to ask me about this thing that she was given.
I think so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, all right, let me ask. Okay, so what I'm being told is that it's like the symbol, it's a symbol of a cylinder, and in that cylinder is where she's going to help people put all of the stuck energy that they don't need anymore. So it's almost like a process she's been given, and I'm seeing all this energy going into a cylinder, and it's almost like she's going to take people through a process where they imagine all of their saying dark stuff, but all of their stuck energy or dark energy or old energy can go into this cylinder. Very good idea, actually.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And it's tangible. What they're telling me is that what she's really good at is helping people with tangible stuff. So as much as, you know, she obviously works in a very high vibration, we need to help people with tangible ways of working. Yeah. And so I'm feeling it's a tangible way that she can actually bring us a process. Okay.
Good.
And I'm seeing it. So perhaps they can. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. So imagine that tool that she's been given and get the client or whoever she works with or even herself to imagine it within her. And I'm seeing it in the solar plexus and imagine all of the energy going into that cylinder and then just being rocketed up into the universe to be transmuted. Quite cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's cool. That's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So let us know how that resonates with you, Madeline. Okay, so we're just going to take, we're going to take one more quick call from the phone lines. Phone number ending in, how are you doing, Susan, by the way? You're amazing.
I'm okay. I can do one more, I think, and then I can talk a bit, and then, yeah.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 2406. 2406. Hello?
Oh, is that me?
It is, yep.
Oh, wow, I'm really surprised I got picked. Thank you so much. I got the feeling, I actually fell asleep during the meditation. And I got the feeling I'm not supposed to know where I'm supposed to go.
Sorry, what's your name?
Oh, this is Patty.
Patty, okay.
Hi, Patty. When we fall asleep in a meditation, that's just a really good thing. And it just means that we're actually receiving deep healing. And it's important for you to receive that deep healing. And that's okay. It's all right. Because you can go back over and do meditation again. Yeah. But you've received the deep healing. And I remember in my early days of doing this work over 20 odd years ago, when I used to sit in meditation circles, I'd quite often go off somewhere and they'd say to me, well, what did you get in the meditation? I'm like, I have no idea. And it's because I needed to be taken somewhere else. Or I would quite often walk around the circle. So I'd come out of my body and walk around the circle and look at everybody. Little did I know then that I was going to be a teacher, you know. But so you just go wherever you're meant to go, yeah, and receive the healing that you're meant to receive. And how did it feel when you came back from it?
No, I had this huge sense of relief and peace that, you know, everything it's really okay and it's going to work out, because the truth is I've been in a huge amount of mental and emotional agony, I guess, or despair, and so it was it was actually a huge sense of relief when I woke up from the meditation as you were ending it. I remember the beautiful words you were saying. I don't remember them now, but I remember hearing them, and it was very healing and peaceful as well as my wherever I travel to.
You know what I'm kind of being given for you? Did you hear me talking about the Rahani angels?
No.
Did you hear me speaking about Reiki and Rahani, the difference between the two? Anyway, I'm seeing you really connecting with the angelic frequency of light, and I'm really feeling that with you. And it would be helpful if you were to be able to really release some of this stuff that's been happening to you, so that you could really connect on a deeper level with these angels that are coming in to work with you. I feel like you'll be working on a very high vibration as well, but it's very soft and it's very fine, the vibration that you're working with. And I'm seeing my Rahani angel here, and she's telling me all of this stuff. So she's telling me that Rahani would really suit you, really, really suit you. So that might be something if you want to email. I quite often use Rahani in my work, so I'll bring in the Rahani angels if I feel somebody needs emotional healing in that moment, just to calm them and just to make them feel more peaceful. And I feel that is the vibration that you're coming in on. I'm seeing that very strongly. I think they were probably working with you. I think they were working with you. I just think that they were coming in to work with you.
That's wonderful. I've never heard of Rahani angels.
Well, Rahani is something that is almost the upgrade to Reiki. So it's a higher vibration. It comes in the fifth dimension rather than Reiki being third dimensional. Yeah?
Wow, thank you so much.
That's all right.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Right. I hope it helps.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
thank you.
Go back and listen to the but I'm not sure you need to at the moment to go back and go to the home planet. I think you need to be at peace with the vibration that you are feeling at the moment, and also to do some work on those, you know, those bits and pieces of you that perhaps need releasing, so you can love yourself more. Yeah, I hope that helps.
Absolutely. Good. Thank you, Patty. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So that was amazing. That was, I mean, beyond amazing. I have to, before I forget, I have to just extend the webcast a little bit more so it doesn't cut out while I'm talking. Hold on 1 second. Because, you know, I wasn't planning to. Okay, perfect. No, that was amazing. You were so spot on with everybody. And even, Jenny wrote back and said, yes, you rock. What a powerhouse you are, Susan. I hate being and speaking in public. I'm feeling like I'm in danger. So thank you so much. So everything you were saying for Jenny was right on. Okay, perfect. All right. Wow, that was that was amazing. So, and people are asking about the Rahani healing and where to find out about it, because they haven't heard of it. You know, I only heard of it the first time was from you. I hadn't heard it either from anybody else. You know?
Okay. It's all over the world, but I was really fortunate to be trained and attuned as a trainer with the founder, who is Carol Stacey. So, you know, yeah, I'm really, really fortunate that I did get to train with her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Good. Yay. Whew. So, wow. I mean, I'm still, I was going to say, remind me after the call to tell you, to share something with you, because something, you know, just because it came to me during the process, and then it's like, oh my goodness. So yeah, let's, I'll share that with you after. I didn't want to forget. So. That was fun, so much fun. And like, even when you were working with the individuals one-on-one, you know, even for a few minutes at a time, even then the energies that you were working with and processing and clearing, and then and the messages you were getting from your guides, you know, they were really relevant to what the people are experiencing right now.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They don't ever let me down, so I'm quite happy with them. I won't trade them in just yet. <They're pretty good> New ones come in actually quite often. You know, Melchizedek came in a little while ago and worked very much with me, you know, writing my book and doing activations with people and attunements. And he definitely wants to do something at the end of this call, but I'll talk to you a bit longer. But he wants to just to close the call. He does want to do something.
Okay, great.
That in a minute. Yeah.
Perfect.
So yeah, it's a great time. It's really good fun, and I won't remember much of it. I just want to say to people that, you know, I don't log everything I've said, because could you imagine if I did? And so I won't remember. So when people buy packages and I can't wait to work with you, I just remind me, yeah, of what I worked with you, because I won't remember, because I'm not meant to remember, because it's as above through me, you know.
Absolutely.
So people, it's a channel, really. Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you, you know, who had, you know, this little bit of experience with Susan right now, you know, please do take a look and see if you'd like to, you know, work with Susan in more in depth. So you can take a look at the packages that are at awakentohappinessnow.com/Susan13. And there's two packages there, package A and package B. And just choose, you know, whichever resonates with you the most, and just be open to transformation and change, because and getting this wonderful wisdom and energies and clearing up those traumas and those blocks that may be stopping you from really moving forward in your life and living the life that you desire.
Yeah. And we don't have to, you know, we don't have to be stuck. We really don't have to be stuck. And it is just energy. But that energy comes from those little bits of trauma that we've experienced, and then they are held as that interruption in light. So all we need to do is just release those interruptions in light, mm-hmm. And then we don't have it anymore. So yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, that was such a beautiful process. So please go, you know, go back and do it again, because people can go back and do that process again, right? The ones that we did on the call today.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because you get something different each time you go there. You'll get, you know, you'll get something else that you need to hear, or something that you need to do, or some gift that you're going to be given, or light code, or there's lots of codes coming in at the moment. So, and lots of my students have been being given lots of codes to work with people, and my clients as well. But it's just, we're just raising the vibration massively in this planet. So we just need to remember that it's all about ourselves and the collective, and we're all interconnected. And it's about loving ourselves and everybody being as one, really. And there's lots of stuff happening in the world. And really, if we can not focus on that stuff that's happening in the world and just come back to ourselves and just bring that love in, then the more people that can do that, the more love there'll be in the planet. Mm-hmm. And Melchizedek wants to just get everybody who's listening on the call to just imagine that there's a beautiful violet flame, sort of a purple violet flame, and bring it down over the top of your head, all the way through your body, all the way down, and down to your feet, and down to the ground. And know that your energy field is completely pure now. Completely pure, as you go off and do whatever you need to do in this world, whether it's daytime, nighttime, sleep time, waking up time, going to work, whatever you're doing. And just know that the violet flame is from him as a gift.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. This is amazing. And, you know, so many people experience, you know, this wonderful, these wonderful energies from you, the wonderful wisdom from you, you know, so powerful. And like everybody said, so, such a powerhouse and such a gift that you are. So thank you so much, Susan, for being on our show. And thank you to all the callers who called in, asked their questions, whether on the Q&A or on the phone. I know we didn't get to everybody, but we got to most everybody. But thank you so much. And take a look at Susan's packages at awakentohappinessnow.com/Susan13.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And so until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings. Bye for now.
Bye.